Daniel Glaser, the U.S. Treasury Department's Assistant Secretary for Terrorist Financing and Financial Crimes, says he met with the leader of North Korea's foreign trade bank, Oh Kwang-chol, for about 3 hours Tuesday. Late Tuesday, Glaser said they discussed North Korean financial activity at a Macau bank, Banco Delta Asia, and U.S. concerns about counterfeiting. He said recent documents confirm a lot of troubling activity at the Macau bank.
The working group today gave us the opportunity to discuss those issues with our counterparts in North Korea, and hopefully as we move forward will give us the opportunity to shed more light upon some of the issues that we're concerned about.
Glaser says the two sides will continue talks Wednesday morning at the North Korean embassy. Earlier in the day, he had said the discussions would last at least 2 days. The U.S. imposed sanctions on Banco Delta Asia in 2005, alleging it was supporting North Korean money laundering and other illicit financial activities. As a result of those sanctions, many banks in other countries have limited their dealings with North Korea, effectively blocking the already isolated nation from the international banking system. The U.S. financial sanctions have been a major obstacle to six-nation talks aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear programs. North Korea had boycotted those talks for a year, but returned to negotiations in December after the U.S. agreed to discuss the sanctions at separate meetings held at the same time. No breakthrough was made during either set of talks. China, the host of the six-nation negotiations, which also includes South Korea, Japan, and Russia, announced Tuesday they would resume on February 8th. However, it is not clear how much progress can be made. Pyongyang has said it wants the financial sanctions lifted before it will give up its nuclear programs in return for aid and security guarantees. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Beijing.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。